Well, hello everybody. It's day 10. I'm having a little party up in here. And you guys wanted me shirtless again. So, see my muscles? Anyway, for those of you who are watching the video, you're seeing that. For those of you who are just listening to the audio, you are not seeing that. But anyway, I'm just showing my pecs. Or, no, what are these things? They're not very big. Biceps? Anyway, so I'm just recording this before DI Plus again tonight. And how's everybody doing? I am going strong. So I wanted to talk about, first of all, I posted a post on, where did I post that? I posted a post on Google Plus and I said, okay, I've been proven correct. Since I started doing the solo podcast, my subscribers started at one number and have now dropped by over half in the past 10 days. Either I'm not interesting or my argument that solo shows are boring has been proven correct. Either way, I'm wondering if it's worth it to do a show for so few listeners / watchers. And I got some comments. Now, first of all, I want to say, I want to show you guys something. So let me grab it. Hold on. So I took this, oh wow, that doesn't work with green screen. Okay, well, forget about that because there's green in it. I took this test called the Berkman test at work. And I'm going to talk about it on DI Plus, so you guys should listen to that show. But basically, what it said is that I'm blue. And just to give you an idea of what blue is, I like to innovate and create, plan how to do things, consider the future, create new approaches, look at things theoretically. But it also says that I need people to show that they appreciate me. So I'm creative, but I need for people to show me that they appreciate me. And basically what that means is, yes, I love podcasting. I love the creative side of it. But there is an aspect of wanting to know that people are listening and that they're enjoying and that, you know, I'm getting feedback. And I think that's true for all podcasters, but that's just so you know. I have now taken a personality test, and I have proven that that is my personality. Now, I think most of you probably know that that's my personality anyway, and so, you know, you probably, you know, don't even have to think about that, because that's my personality. But anyway, so I wanted to say that first. And then what I wanted to do is read some of these comments. So, the first one's from Gary. Adam, please continue to do your solo videos. I love hearing you talk about what is going on in your life. I love when you had the Adam and Maddie show and missed that time when you weren't podcasting. And he says that Daniel's a good replacement for Maddie. Anyway, Tim says, sometimes my iPod has trouble opening the link, and maybe that's why you're not getting. He says, certainly it's not because you're not interesting. Scott says, if you don't continue, you'll make little baby Jesus cry. Timmy says, I've heard and have been told many times you do it because you enjoy it, not because of numbers. And Peter says, they're very enjoyable, entertaining. Don't sell yourself short. And naked is good. Naked is good. So Peter, there's my naked, puny little biceps. But anyway, so what I wanted to say is, it's not strictly about numbers. I just want to make sure that people are, you know, watching what I'm doing and that they're interested, in what I'm doing. And, you know, gay podcasters don't typically get huge numbers anyway, because I don't know why, to be honest, but usually more, because gay podcasts, I guess, tend to be broader and people don't search necessarily for that type. But so I don't expect huge numbers. It just the way it dropped over the course of a few days, I thought, well, you know, maybe people watched a few and they weren't interested. And so, you know, that's how it went. But I'm, you know, and this is not for November. I'm trying to decide if this is something that I should continue going forward. And, you know, and so this is an experiment. November is an experiment to see if it's something that people want to see and, you know, if it's something that people are interested in me doing. So it really has nothing to do with whether I'm going to continue to do it for November. And if you guys want to, you know, want to hear more about my life, then I'll keep doing it. What I did want to say also in this episode, I got a request to talk more about my dog. And let me pull up that email. Gosh, you'd think I'd be all prepared. Okay, so the email is from Peter. And if my internet will work, he says, "You mentioned your dog briefly in your last show." He says, "I'm enjoying your shows immensely. I think a lot of people would love to hear more about your sweet dog. There must be something about being a podcaster and podcast listener and being an animal lover. There's so many of us who love both, or who are both." So Peter, yeah, I love my dog. I got my dog, she's 11 years old, and I got her when I was in college, and when she was a puppy. So I've had her for the full 11 years of her life, other than like the first 2 months, because, you know, the breeder keeps them for a couple of months. And I lived in England for a year, so she stayed with my parents during that time. But other than that, I've had her the whole time. And anyway, her name is Katie, K-A-T-Y. That is very important because I hate it when people misspell her name. A lot of people want to spell it K-A-T-I-E, and it is K-A-T-Y. So if you're ever typing that, or if you're ever typing anything, then you need to make sure that you do it correctly. But anyway, so she, just a little bit about her. She's a Cavalier Spaniel, and I picked her. If you know anything about Cavalier Spaniels, you might could guess why I picked her. But basically, Cavalier Spaniels are very cute in the face, and they're kind of pug nose looking, and they look like they're puppies for their whole entire life. So if any of you guys know of me, that you know that, you know, I'm very concerned with looking youthful as long as I can. And I hate it when people call me daddy and stuff like that. And so anyway, I picked her. I really did pick her because she was a pretty breed and because she would look like a puppy for her entire life. So even though she's 11, she still looks like a puppy. She's deaf because she had a lot of ear infections over the course of her life. And she has a heart condition, which is very common for Cavaliers as they get older. So she's not in great health. I have to buy her medicine every month. It costs me like $75 to buy this medicine. But I'm happy to do it to keep her comfortable. Her heart condition makes her cough. But anyway, so that's some information about my dog. Maybe I'll show her. I've got pictures of her. Maybe I'll show a picture or I'll bring her in here one night when I'm recording. She's in another room and she actually makes a lot of noise. She snores whenever she's asleep, and when she's awake, she coughs. So she just makes a lot of noise, and it's better if I leave her in another room, if that's where she wants to be. So there's a little bit about my dog, and I had a whole list of things that I was that I could have talked about. Let's see. Oh, I did want to mention that my company blocks, of course, porn sites, but they have a very conservative view of what porn is. I believe anything that has gay in it, they consider to be porn. On Twitter, Nessa from Hello Nessa made a comment about she had baked something or she had made some kind of food. But she had put a picture of it up on her website. I can be completely off. It could have been a dildo that she was showing. No, it wasn't a dildo, but it could have been. But I think it was some kind of food that she was showing on her website. And basically, I tried to follow the link, and it was going to her Tumblr. And I got a note that said, "You can't go to this site because the company does not allow you go to porn sites on the company network." And that's crazy. Anessa, I'm sure she doesn't have porn on her site. And she's not even gay. So I have no idea. No idea how that got classified. I mean, who at Walmart has ever even gone to her site that they could have it classified as porn? Anessa, what are you doing on your site, girl? Anyway, so they do that all the time. Dubious intent. Adult.com is for some reason classified as adult by my company, so I can't go there. So what I want to talk about tomorrow, and you guys can give me some feedback. I got a comment on Facebook today that I told somebody that I wanted them, and they made the comment that I want everybody. And I want you guys to send me an email and let me know what you think about that. Do you think that I want everybody from what you know of me? And do you think I'm too sexual? Because I'm thinking about making a change in my life, and I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. But I want some comments on, you know, what do you think? Do you think that I'm overly sexual for a gay man? And, you know, does it bother you? Of course, you guys asked me to do this shirtless, so I can't imagine you saying that I'm too sexual, but, you know, whatever. So you can email me and give me some feedback on that, because I want to talk about it a little bit tomorrow and see what you guys think. But you can email me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can listen to my other podcast if you don't already. I'm assuming you do, but it's Dubious Intent. You can go to dubiousintent.com. You can go to my Google Plus page, which is Adam Burns, or that, well, actually that's my, you know, personal. And then if you want to go to the where I put updates about this particular podcast, you're going to go to, it's a page. They introduced pages now where companies and brands can have pages. So a lot of podcasters have gotten pages now for the podcast. And you can go to look up Geeky Gay is my Google Plus page. I do have a Facebook, so you can find me on there as well. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm Adam H, the number 2T for now, because that's another show that I'm working on. But anyway, give me some comment, guys. Do you think Adam is too sexual? And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. All right. Bye, everyone.